The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush. On Early Break, I have to admit something, sip off the bat.
What is that, Jake?
Bill really surprised me this morning in a good way that this is the same person that told us that if the World Series was over at Haymarket Park and he was dropped off for Game 7 at midfield or at the... You know, at the pitcher's mound, he would not go.
Would not go.
He would not go. But he's paying attention to the wild card situation.
I'm following it.
He's paying attention, Sip. He asked about the Royals. The Royals won 3-0 last night. He said the Twins got to keep losing because the Tigers are hot. He's got it nailed down. He's watching the ball.
Wait a second. The Twins got to keep losing because the Tigers are hot.
Yeah, Tigers are hot right now. We're not going to.
What's that mean?
I think the Royals, I say weeks, it is the only team that I do follow.
Right.
So I think we is correct.
You're going with we.
That's George Brett.
Because I can date back and I can name off the starting lineup like in 1978.
John Mayberry, Amos Otis, Cookie Rojas, Fred Podtech, George nice. Brett.
Yeah. I'm your better.
Willie Wilson.
Willie Wilson. Could he run?
Dennis Leonard.
Yeah.
Pitcher.
Split Torf.
The Quiz.
The Quiz.
The Quiz. Quisenberry. Yeah.
Quisenberry. Split Torf. Leonard. Daryl Porter was the catcher.
Yes. But Bill was paying attention. He says, you know, the Tigers are not going to get stopped. They're going to make the playoffs.
We're still tied with them, though, right?
That's right, because both teams won last night.
Where's the Twins factor in?
The Twins are two games back. They trailed 3-0 early against the Marlins. They won the game 8-3. If they had lost that game, they were effectively done. Not officially done, but effectively done. But they still have a chance. They are right now the
fourth. It's real. Yeah. It's real, Steve.
The Tigers would be the third wild card. The Twins are the first team out at this moment, and the Mariners are still right there as well. But I don't trust them to make it to the finish line. But Bill, I was impressed with Bill's knowledge of the situation of the wild
Ben
card.
Ben asked me too. He goes, "How much MLB do you watch?" And I told him, "I go, I have the MLB channel on 24/7. I follow it." He goes, "That's Ben's like." No, Ben, that's not true. I've never had the MLB channel on in my life. I have no idea what's going on.
We are a sports show.
We're a sports show. Just baseball's not. I'm following the Royals close. Jake, what road do we drive down here? Is that Capitol Parkway?
Yes.
So there's quite a situation. I don't know if it gets Jake.
I was right
or not.
Behind Bill this morning on Capitol Parkway.
So there's quite a situation that goes on Capitol Parkway between 48th and 27th Street.
It's terrible, actually.
The road's down to a one-way. But
it's bad.
But the guy got me today right there at Scooters. It's the same guy.
I know exactly.
It's the same guy.
I saw the exact... I was right behind
I got it yesterday. So it's a two-fold story. So there's this guy that rides his bike to work. Okay. And he's got all the gear on. He's got the reflective. Yep. He's got the lights strapped to his head, to his chest, everything. Well, when it gets to he drives right down the middle of the one-way road.
Oh.
So he's got traffic backed up for forever.
Oh.
And he's just whipping down that. But he got right at Scooters.
Yep.
He entered right before me.
I saw the exact moment.
I was three cars behind him yesterday. So he's on the same time as us. But at the same time, as much traffic is backed up. And he's just pedaling along. And there's 20 cars behind him with nowhere to go. But at the same time, I'm like, this dude gets up. I'm going to say also when I drive by him, because I really like this guy, he's got to be 65.
Wow.
It's not a he's young old. Guy. He's not a young guy. And he's got all his gear on. And I'm like, this guy gets up in the morning and puts all this stuff on and gets on his bike and he's heading downtown somewhere.
That has to be an e-bike, though, because he's going like 27 miles per hour. Okay. I was checking my gauge. Really? Like, okay, how fast is the biker going? He's going about 27.
E-bike.
You don't just bike that fast. Yeah.
Getting bonus power because he's pedaling. Yes. He is pedaling.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, he is pedaling, but he's getting some
e-bike.
Bonus
e-bike.
But anyway, whoever it is, I'm going to give him a shout out because he got me today right at Scooters.
Did he go into Scooters?
No, he was coming out of that right, so right at the street he turned on right in front of me.
Yeah, South Street. So I'm sitting
I know where you're talking.
I'm sitting at the South Street light trying to turn on Capitol, and I see Bill's that's Bill, and here comes this biker that cuts right ahead of him. I'm like, yep, this is going to go well for me and Bill.
Oh boy.
And I was right. It was a little bit of a slow ride for a while there.
He gears up though.
Let's say he goes all the way from basically it's 48th almost, and then all the way down to 27th, and it goes back to two lanes again. And so, but you can't help but when you go by, I kind of give them the look like, dude, I appreciate you. You're out here.
Gears up. Now, I wonder how long it takes him
You can tell he's not on a fun ride. He's heading to work.
Now, there's a good point on the text line from East Lincoln West about this. He says, isn't there a bike trail parallel to Capitol Parkway? Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. It goes right along Capitol. Yes. The exact same path,
yes.
Just on the side.
It's on the other side. Right. It'd be on the south side.
South side. You know this.
Take that road. It's right by Jim Ager.
Exactly. It's exactly where we're at.
Right by old Jimmy.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're at.
But he's still, instead of taking the bike path, which was built for this, he takes her right down the center.
In a one-lane road. And by the way, you know, a very busy road.
Very
Parkway is very important to the city in getting navigating from east to west, north to south.
I appreciate
it's very important where? In the city.
Appreciate your patience on that matter.
Yeah.
I do.
It kind of caught me with kind of a what the heck deal, like 3 days. He's got me now about 20 times. This isn't something
that... He's spotting you, Bill.
Yeah.
Wait for that white pickup coming by.
The same time schedule. But then I also appreciate the heck out of him. If anybody knows him, let us know. Is there any breakers out there?
Yeah, who's the biker that's clogging up Capitol Parkway right now? He's clogging it up. But you know what? He's out there exercising early in the morning.
East Lincoln West has it best because right across, literally,
right there.
Literally 10 yards away, there's a giant bike path.
He could be on it.
He chose not to go
on. Like I said, you guys are a little more I appreciate your patience. That's what I'm saying.
But there's not much of an option.
I'm just going to keep it that way.
You can't run him over. You can't get by him. You have to just...
I'm not going to give him the horn and the double palms up. I'm not going to
You're not going to do that.
No, I'm not doing that.
See, that's what I was thinking. I'd have to really fight that. I would have to fight it. I probably wouldn't do it, but
you know the moment it goes to two lanes, you just whip around and just go a million miles per hour right by him.
Yeah,
right by.
Emotions are high.
Yep, they are. Sip, what do you got for anything for Idle Chit Chat yesterday
really,
at all?
Not really. I don't think so. I do, but I don't. I can't. You know,
Ben's distraught. Emotions are high.
Why would that?
Ben's
be
got bad? Asthma.
Why would his emotions be high today?
Well,
Bill,
his bestie Bella. Our national champion is her last day of work here at the Ticket.
Is there a party of some sort?
There should be.
I don't know.
Yes, there will be a party. I'm throwing a party.
Okay, Bill is throwing the party here. Yes,
I wasn't aware of it.
I texted Bella last night about 9 o'clock and said, please arrive early. Because usually she's always here for our show, parts of it. She used to be here for the whole show.
Yeah.
And now she comes in a little bit later. But she's going to arrive early because it's her last day.
Good.
But Ben, this is emotional for him.
Emotions are high. That's what Bill said this morning. Emotions are high.
We saw tears when we walked in this morning.
Ben, have you written her a note? A handwritten note. The power of a handwritten note is a lot.
That was a Bill's thrills back in the day.
Ben. Yes, it's the
power. You handled this well. Emotions are high.
Also, inflation hit me for the first time.
For the first time.
Yeah, but I know things are. It's one of
hits me
that,
every day.
Every day. When it really caught me.
Yeah.
It really caught me. I had things going all day, and it was about 1 o'clock, and I'm like 40th and Pioneers, I believe. Okay. There's a Casey's there. It's got the 48th and Pioneers.
Okay.
So I'm going to whip in there and get myself a slice of pizza.
Okay.
So I'm expecting 212.
I'm listening. I'm trying to do something.
Expecting 212.
212 for a piece of pizza.
360 for a slice of pizza. I thought that was high. 360.
Is that high?
360. It's a six-piece piece of pizza. So we're looking, we're staring down, going to buy a pizza from Casey's. Now we're looking at $25, $26.
Yeah. 360. I'm trying to think if that bothers me.
360 caught me. That one caught me. Because I was thinking 212 wouldn't have been taken back by 279. 360 got me.
360 got you. That pizza is delicious at Casey's.
It's good pizza.
It's always worth whatever you pay for.
It's good pizza.
Oh, it's so good.
But it just caught me. 360. That's the number that will stick in my head forever. 360.
Hmm. Yeah.
Not down on Casey's.
Would that deter you from buying that pizza, Sip? $3.60?
No, I'm surprised that's what got you, frankly.
That's the one that got
me. That's the first inflation that's got the bill.
I'm surprised that. There's other thing. I bought a pumpkin the other day, a little pumpkin, like this pumpkin. Big. I mean, just
why?
Just a little pumpkin, decorative pumpkin. Okay. Pumpkin. I bought two of them, actually. It was interesting at Russ's. They're $12. They're just little pumpkins. And I said, jeez, those are $12. And the guy said, yeah, you can take them back if you want. That's ridiculous. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm not going to take them back. But the guy in the Russ's worker said, yeah, that's a ridiculous price. If you want, you don't have to buy them. But I
appreciate that guy.
I did. Yeah, but I bought them anyway. But that's that
the
one
guy
got
the store
me.
Even told you take them back. It's too expensive.
Can you imagine if he gave me the 360 and I just took the piece of pie and just went back?
Well,
and,
I think people do it.
Put it back in the rack.
I think people do it.
That I would never do. I'm like you.
That's wrong.
When I make the decision to pick it up and someone goes, oh, wow, that's, I'm like, no, I'm buying it.
Yeah, it'd be hard to say. Yeah. It's funny we're having this conversation because there's a guy at Darius. There's a guy named Darius that works at the Quick Stop and Havelock, the one over by the, Jake would know this, the one by the Burger King that's now shuttered.
The deceased BK over there, yeah.
Yeah, and he said that, I don't know why he brought it up. Well, I think I know why. For some reason, I said, thank you, ma'am. And I caught myself. Oh, I was like, I'm sorry, Darius. I just had a long day. And he said, yeah, it's funny. He said, a lot of people, what you're noticing, a lot of people take out the prices on the cash register people, like something'll be inordinately high priced and they'll take it out on the person. I've never seen that and I've never done it, but I've never even seen it. But he says, yeah, it happens a lot. Actually,
it happens a lot.
Does it?
I think just in life, sometimes there's times I'm talking to somebody and I'll be like saying something. I'm like, but just so you know, I do understand that you are not in charge of this.
But
who else would you say it to?
Yeah. Oh. He that person's right in front of
him. I'm saying they get it the most on one thing. I need two packs of Marlboro Red. And all of a sudden, yeah, that's $42. It's $42.
It's like $22 now.
And they lose their mind.
Now, somebody can help me. I've had to purchase cigarettes for people. I have, like
the look of that.
I have. And they're incredibly expensive now. When we were better times, it was like, what was it, $1.50 maybe?
I don't know. It wasn't that bad.
Now it's like $9.
My good friend Chris Buchholz would have, we talked about this a while back, where his dad would be like, hey, you know, he'd be in, you know, whatever, third grade, give him a couple bucks. Hey, go down to the store and give me some smokes.
Yeah.
Like that. And the kid just ride on his bike, go down, and it's just going like that, and I need two packs of Marlboro.
If you smoke a pack a day, you're going $10 a day now. I mean, you are.
Inflation.
It's probably more than that.
I think
a pack of cigarettes is somewhere around
11?
Like a pack is probably somewhere around, is it what, $8 or $9?
Yeah,
it is.
I have to go investigate this after the show.
Well, somebody, packs. Come on, Breakers. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Breakers,
gotta be a
if
smoker.
You're buying cigarettes, how much are they right now? What's a pack cost, Breakers? 464-5685. Let us know. We have no idea.
Has anybody identified the bike rider?
They someone asked the question, did he have a white or gray beard? I thought he
gray.
Did. Yeah, gray beard.
Grayish beard. Yeah, I'm saying the guy's 65 years old, late 50s, mid 60s, somewhere in that area.
GP and Gretna says a pack of Dusties are about $9 to $10.
Yeah, there you go. That's a lot. It seems like there's $11 one place. I was like, ooh.
Ryan in California says a can of Copenhagen's about $10 to $11 right here in California right now.
Whoa. Yeah, I would think that would be something that would steer you away.
Yes.
From it.
Yes.
I wonder what like cigarillos are now. They used to be $3.12.
Ask Farley. He gets a lot of those.
Does he?
Yeah.
When
he comes to Farley, if you're listening, how much are cigarillos?
They used to be $3, and I was three packs a day. And it was an expensive habit. Then when I quit, I was like, holy God, this is a car payment.
So you're just carrying around cash.
Yeah. It was like a car payment.
Yeah.
It's amazing if you stop. Think if you smoke and you smoke a pack a day, it's $10 a day added up.
Yes.
300.
It's a lot of money.
$300 a month.
That is
idle, car payments.
That's idle.
Well, it was a car payment back then. You ain't getting a car payment. Not now. Better times, Jim Svoboda.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Renew. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or visit renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, and more. Renewyourauto.com. 464-5685. Call or text
as
always.
I'm excited for this.
So yesterday we told the news about the quarterback from UNLV, Matthew Sluka, who is leaving the team due to unfulfilled NIL with UNLV. Some details came out because they had to come out about, hey, what's happening here at UNLV? A lot of investigation going on there from different reporters, and there's a lot of news in this situation, but it appears that Matthew Sluka was maybe promised $100,000. Yeah. To play UNLV, and it maybe has only received about 3,000 of that thus far.
Well,
that was one of the reports I saw yesterday.
Well,
because there's a lot of layers here. Yeah. There's a lot of layers here.
To lead off with,
situation.
And then Sips up next here. To lead off with, this is one of the more intriguing stories in the history of college football. It really is. I've never seen a story blow up like this. It was on the whole drive-in today, Jake, if you're listening.
Yes, I was listening.
It was the same thing going on in the same drive-in. So go ahead, Steve, with details.
Well, I mean, just the details. There are varying stories. And now I'm seeing, actually, that the Las Vegas Review-Journal updated its story. So it's getting more complicated by the hour.
Wonderful.
Yes, it is more
wonderful.
Complicated by the hour.
So he was apparently promised $100,000. Yep. Okay, promised $100,000, no signed agreement.
Right.
So I'm sorry, he was promised $100,000 by the collective. So there's a collective at UNLV. This is all
now
outsourced employment now. So it's not even the school that you're dealing with. You're dealing with this collective.
I raised my hand.
Yeah.
The big part of it has been that even the agent said it's not the collective. It's the assistant coach, the offensive coordinator.
Okay, the assistant. Now,
that's who made the promise.
That's who made the promise.
That's the problem.
Yeah, collective is saying we've never heard of this in our lives.
Yes.
Right. So now what's happened is they came to an agreement to pay him $3,000 per month for 4 months. The collective said, we'll pay you $3,000 per month for 4 months. And Sluka said, no, that's not enough. And that's why he walked. So he's got... that's it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I mean, that's the long and short of it.
The layers of this thing goes on forever. So I listened to Hester, mm-hmm. had the agent on yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Cromartie.
What's that?
His name is Cromartie. Yes.
He was on, and he works for an agency. And then the one thing that they proposed to him, he said, he goes, we proposed this, that, okay, $100,000 is a lot for 4 months. We'll take $10,000 a month.
Okay.
And that also was vetoed.
That's right. That's what it says in the story. You're right.
It was offered $10,000 a month, and that was vetoed. But then, one interesting piece. He talked about how the agency and himself had identified the quarterback a year ago. Mm-hmm. So now there's agencies out there identifying players.
Mm.
And they're able to talk to the players legally talk to the players and say, hey, we have these options. Don't forget, and he talked about, we had a lot better options than this. We just felt this was the best place for him at $100,000, best place. His coach left Holy Cross, and he's now the head coach at JMU that just hung 70 in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't take him with him.
No.
And so he did. Now, whether he could have not, that's all out there. But this goes so deep right now. You saw the USC, Barrett Alexander.
Yes, that's right, defensive lineman.
Defensive lineman. He did the same thing last night.
You're kidding
me. And he's played in all three of the first games.
All three of the first games.
For USC. He's holding out.
What's that? No, he's not even holding out. He's just out. Because I'm out.
He has played. He's made tackles. He's done. Last night he announced he's done. There's a domino effect.
See,
with all
here's
this.
The one thing that you can say is this, what would you call it? The ability to unrestricted transfer and NIL don't go together. One of them's got to go. You can't have unrestricted transfer space and NIL.
So simple. You're spot on.
You can't have them both.
You've got to have rules. Well, there's no rules.
No, there's not.
There's no police.
There's not.
There's no one overseeing any of this. There's no rules. This is
ridiculous.
This is complete mayhem.
There's no contracts like the NFL. Yeah. See, people, what drives you crazy more than anything, Bill, is when people say, "Well, it's just like the pros." No, it's not like the pros. There's structured contract. Brock Purdy's making 800,000.
Yeah,
or almost not even a million. So Brock Purdy, he will eventually, his contract, his initial contract, is for $895,000. Right. That's what it is. Okay, there's the quarterback at Nebraska is making much more than that. Okay, system's broken.
He was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
last year.
Super Bowl. Eventually, Purdy will get his. You know, it'll happen. But
so,
there's a con. There, he
so
has
what
a
is
contract.
That again? They have a what?
A contract.
A contract.
Right.
Yeah. This also drives me nuts with this. Well, we had a verbal agreement. Well, right away, that doesn't hold. It's like.
Then you're an idiot. That's,
yeah, that, you have nothing to say. Right. Well, I can't do anything till this time. Well, do you have any other ways to prove that this was said? I mean, what was sounded like when he was on the show yesterday was that it was
Cromartie.
Cromartie was
the agent.
Basically said that they said we're looking for $100,000, and the offensive coordinator said that shouldn't be a problem. That's the bind.
That's the bind. That's not a bind.
I don't think that's...
It's not a very good bind.
No.
Now, here's the thing with Sluka, and this is what kind of drove me nuts reading some of the media coverage of this, that Sluka surely will go to a place and get paid more. He'll have to go to a Power 4 school if he's going to get paid a lot of money, the kind of money he wants, and he's not good enough. That's the problem. Don't assume that this quarterback for UNLV is going to get picked up by a Power 4 team and get his bag, because he's not that good.
He's throwing it 44%.
He cannot pass, though.
Right. He's
throwing it 44%.
Where's he going? Where's he going? Who? And if he goes somewhere, he's not starting in a Power 4 school. I mean, he wouldn't make Nebraska's top four, okay? It sort of drove me nuts. The media, naturally the media sort of is slanted towards him. Well, he'll just go somewhere and make his money. We'll see on that.
Also,
so the kids are making bad decisions.
So I thought through this. I go, what would be your advice to him if he's my son? I'm like, I'd have pretty good advice. Okay, we think we really are, we're not getting what we were told.
$3,000 a month.
Why would you not make a statement of some sort? Even make it public if you want to. This is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I have another game. I'm not quitting my team, but I want everyone to know what's going on.
Yeah, that's
here.
What I said yesterday in that spillover.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said.
That's right. Yeah, just say it like that.
That's what I said. I said, I'm going to keep playing.
You got to keep playing.
But just so you know, I'm not getting paid. I don't even know if I'd do that if I was him, but that'd be one way to do it. Here's the thing. I mean, Purdy can't go to the 49ers and say, I'm not going to play anymore until I get paid more. You just can't show up one day in the NFL and do that. You can in college, though. It's amazing. I didn't know Bear Alexander did that, by the way.
No, there are some holdouts in the NFL that exist. Usually before the season, though. Usually in training camp, you'll see, hey, I'm not going to practice until I get my new contract. That will happen.
And there's also pushback that they're talking about is that true pay for play technically is still illegal.
Right.
So when you walk in and say, hey, so that also
that's
is
what UNLV is saying.
UNLV
that this
is
violates like, NCAA rules and state law. Yeah. That pay for play, what they're doing is against NCAA rules, which is technically true. It's all pay for play. NIL is is it's misleading. NIL is like a deal with a dealership, right? Yeah. Or Sims's deal with Amigos.
It's supposed
that's
to
name
be.
Image.
It's
like.
Supposed to be that.
Yeah,
and it hasn't been.
No, it's something else.
Now, also at UNLV yesterday, one of the running backs also decided to leave the program. Michael Allen, who this year has 19 carries for 108 yards in three games, respectable. He had 10 carries.
Rotational
for,
guy.
He had 10 carries for 65 yards in the first game, a win against Houston for UNLV. He says, after three games, I've decided to utilize my redshirt and enter the portal at the end of the season as a redshirt junior. I'm grateful for UNLV and wish them nothing but success. Expectations for opportunities, unfortunately, were not met, and I am excited to continue my football career.
He's not even the starter.
No, he's not. He's a
guess what?
Rotational back.
They're also on a team that's getting votes. They're like 28th.
It's
the best start of a season.
They don't care. It's interesting.
Imagine being on a team that's one of the best. They have a chance. They have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying just a wild chance. They're probably in they're talking about 6 to 8 schools have the chance to make the college football playoffs. Because if they win the Mountain West or win the Group of Five spot.
Doesn't matter.
So they're one of like 8 to 10 teams right now that people are talking about. It could be UNLV. Mm-hmm. They've beaten two Big 12 teams.
Doesn't matter. Now, some people are going to say, Bill and Jake, that you guys, come on, don't be hypocritical. If the situation was you're working, but you're not getting paid what you thought, you'd do the same thing. Now, it's not apples. It's not apples to apples. I would tell, like, if I was Sluka's dad and you're entering into this world, you're leaving Holy Cross and you're trying to get money, NIL money, I'd say to him, look, this is we're in the very early stages of all this. You may get this money and you may not. It's not like going to work for Hertz. It's not like going to work for an established company. So I hope you understand that. You're going into a situation that's, you may get what you want, you may not. Now, at Nebraska, you don't have to worry about it. You're going to get, in a place like Nebraska, I wouldn't have that conversation with my kid. But if he's going to UNLV or somewhere, in a lower conference, I'd say, look, we might make some money here. You might make some money here, but be prepared that if it doesn't go exactly the way you want,
100.
Yeah. I mean, cause it's a new world. It's novel. The system's deeply flawed. So don't think you're just going to get all this money handed on your doorstep. It probably is not going to work that way.
Which goes back to Bill Srills. You have to have a commissioner.
Yeah.
You have to have somebody that's like, that steps in from the outside right now, because the Falcons don't make their own decisions.
No,
they don't. The NFL, the Shield.
Who makes this go forward? Who let this go forward when it was not ready? That's the, you got to wind back to that conversation. All this unrestricted transfer coupled with NIL, who let that go through?
Well, it's because the antitrust laws say that you can't stop it.
Yeah.
They without collective bargaining. Which goes back to the committee. It's coming. If you don't have that, then you can't.
It's coming.
That's why you can do the same thing in the NFL, but like they go, no, we didn't. The players bargained, and the teams bargained. Yeah, this is what we do. This is how contracts work.
And that's going to happen now.
I felt that
it's going to happen.
I felt that the agent Cromartie, is correct?
Yeah, his name is Cromartie,
and I'm not sure the company he's with. He's with a firm, but anyway,
I'll get that for you.
I felt it was a very bad look on them. He's on the radio talking freely about how there was promises. And most people are starting thinking like, hang on now. Did you guys do your due diligence on all of this? That's the part I was seeing. I'm like, I don't know if they had their, and so I know you can't say, oh, we couldn't sign this or whatever, but do we have everyone in the room? So if he was there when it was said, when the offensive coordinator said, oh, that's not a problem. Okay, let's back up a second. So you're saying $100,000. He talked about he was there for he was graduating, so he didn't come until June 1. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, so we're going to get $20,000 per month, right? You said this right? Does everyone here have you spoken?
Don't you want that in writing?
Do you think agents don't talk to the collectives? And the collective guy is swearing. He goes, I've never talked to him. I thought it looked really bad on the agency.
So it's his name is Marcus Cromartie of Equity Sports. That's the quarterback Sluka's agent. Yeah,
I mean, let me ask you this. In terms of this commissioner idea, the czar, which has been brought up before, and it's a great idea. How attractive is that job? Because this is so out of control that if you even get that role, where do you start? How do you corral what's happening right now in college sports? It's great to have the idea of this, but there's so much going on that probably we don't even know about.
Well, there's court cases pending.
You have to find a way to
There's court cases pending, and what Dan would tell you, Troy Dan, because I heard him speaking on this, we're heading towards collective bargaining. We're heading towards athletes as employees, because that's the only way to do it.
Yeah, and then you also the hard you don't have someone overseeing everything. Plus, you also have everyone operating as independent contractors, as they should, because that's their job. It's the Big Ten's job to take care of the Big Ten.
Right.
SEC take care of the SEC. Well, those two have so much power now. Those two schools, they don't want to be like going, well, what's the best for all college football or all sports? No. What's the best for the SEC and the Big Ten? Which is correct. That's their job to be able to do that. This happens that Nebraska is very lucky that they're in the
power.
One of the power. They're in the power.
They're in the power structure.
Yeah. If you're in
the UNLV is not.
Same thing. The AFC and the NFC don't operate independently. Mm-mm. They don't.
No, they don't.
They don't also like NFC. We have the Cowboys and we have these guys. So we're going to go to Fox and we're going to get more money from Fox because we have the people that's who everyone wants to watch. We have the most. And you don't do that. And so that starts with the whole thing. You know, he always talks about the only guy that could possibly ever run the whole thing would be Sankey. Yeah. But then Sankey's got to be like, okay, if you're going to run this whole thing, things will even out by conference.
I would think.
Some people don't want that. The Big 12 and the ACC do. And the other guys, Big 10, they're going, no.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a colossal mess.
Very tough role for a commissioner, a czar, to take over.
It's a mess. It's an unfortunate mess.
This story yesterday will create change. It'll create somebody where it's the point.
It'll create. I mean, come on. It's going to be employed. They're going to be made employees. Now, here's a question I have for you. If the players enter this collective bargaining, will part of it be we don't have to go to school if we don't want?
It gets to be that way.
You wonder about that. They can go to school after they're done playing if they want.
All of a sudden, it's that though. Well, he's this, and this. Why is he not playing? He went under 9 hours, or under 12 hours.
So I wonder if somebody...
He's behind in algebra two.
Yeah, part of the collective bargaining where you don't have to go to school if you don't want to.
And 2% make any money professionally.
Right.
So having that education would be really sweet.
I'm not advocating it.
No, I agree.
It's pretty important.
Yeah.
Pretty important.
Yeah.
So we'll keep tracking the story as more unveils.
It will be the biggest story today also because it'll...
Alexander? Yeah, is that his name?
Yeah, Bear USC.
He did the same thing?
Yes, yeah.
And he has played every game so far. He's got tackles.
He just wants more money.
I don't think so.
What is it?
I think if he wants more money, I believe he wants it from someone else. Like, I'm going to play my last year of eligibility someplace else. Also... Which is interesting because he probably will get paid because he's a D lineman.
Oh, he'll get paid.
But his numbers are terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
He's not producing on the field.
I know.
He's played, but he's not. There's
three tackles this year.
I don't think he had a sack last year.
But the point is he can just leave in the middle of the season. That's the point.
Yes.
Early in the season. Yeah. The problem.
Jeez.
Before I get to break, Sip, I know you're famished over there. You're starving.
Do I look unhealthy?
Yeah. A little bit. You look a little bit hungry is all I'm saying.
It looks as if you have an event today. Because you're dressed
nice polo on today. Get the polo.
And you have long pants.
The orange polo on.
Long pants. Where are you going today? Are you going to Fremont?
I'm going to Beatrice. Well, so I wore orange.
He's properly attired for Beatrice. Nice. Smart man. You're a good man for that. Thank you.
Orange man.
My town thing.
You played there, didn't you? Now, you were in a lower class. I was going to say, we could have played Legion baseball against each other.
I remember it growing up. I'm like, my dad goes, we're thinking about playing Beatrice. No, don't do it.
What about Columbus?
Don't do it. Yeah, we won to PCU. Yeah, we won to PCU. Yeah, we went down there in a heartbeat.
I was going
to
say, we played Legion ball at the same time I was thinking about last night, but we didn't go down.
We didn't go down class. We played up a lot.
Well, on your way to Beatrice, before you get to Beatrice, you should go to Early Bird for some breakfast because you're hungry. Breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
What is it?
Smothered.
Thank you. That's more like
a large variety of pancakes. And, of course, the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
That was good.
Wow.
That was good. Hey, and we'll be there on Tuesday next week, 6 to 8 a.m. Jamie Burrow on the scene. Please make plans to join us. make plans to join us at 6 to 8 a.m. at 19th and K Early Bird. It's a wonderful spot.
Get Jamie's
Have
autograph.
A breakfast cocktail or a Busch Light.
Get a Busch Light and some scrambled eggs. That's what Ben's going to have.
That sounds pretty good.
Sounds kind of tasty.
Not a bad way to start the day.
Frosty mug.
Yeah. Oh, God, that does sound good. A lot of pepper.
Pepper.
Yep, you can load
Put
it
some
up.
Pepper in the beer.
Yeah.
Early Bird, 19th and K. Check it out today.
Look at Ben. He's happy. Why is Ben happy?
Bella's in the building.
Yeah. Bella's in the building.
When we come back, an update from Matt Rhule on statewide radio from last night. Next, an early break on the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now. Save.